S, an OP overview. Sales and operations planning is a set of processes to synchronize demand and supply, to integrate financial planning and operational planning, and to link high-level strategic plans with day-to-day operations. In this overview, we first define this process and address the need for it, and then address its principles and concepts. S and OP defined. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines sales and operations planning, S and OP, as a mid to long-term supply chain planning practice that compares the demand plan with inventory levels and production capacity and analyzes where any imbalances to the plan might exist. The process integrates all the plans for the business, sales, marketing, development, manufacturing, sourcing, and financial, and produces a high-level production plan, covering a horizon sufficient to plan for resources and to support the annual business planning process. S and OP is performed at least once a month and is reviewed by management at an aggregate, product family, level. The S and OP process links the strategic plans for the business with its execution and reviews performance measurements for continuous improvement. C. Aggregate planning, executive sales and operations planning, executive S and OP, integrated business planning, IBP, production plan, production planning, sales plan, tactical planning. S&OP requires executive-level management to meet on a monthly basis and review projections for demand and supply and the resulting financial impact. It makes certain that tactical plans in every area of the business are in alignment with the overall view of the company's business. Where traditional reviews have focused primarily on past performance, usually at quarterly business reviews, the S&OP process extends this focus toward future projections, typically 12 to 24 months out. Using a planning horizon that is at least 15 to 18 months out is a best practice, because this process can then act as a primary input to the annual business planning process. Note that a growing number of organizations use integrated business planning, IBP, in place of S and OP. IBP is an extension of S and OP that adds external integrative processes. It is like S and OP, but is applied across the supply chain by directly involving key suppliers and distributors in the process. That is, it helps supply chains advance in maturity to become an extended enterprise. While IBP is outside the scope of this text, many of the things discussed in these materials about S and OP will also relate to IBP. Location in Manufacturing Planning and Control, MPC, Hierarchy. Exhibit 2-1 shows how S and OP uses strategic planning, indirectly, and business planning, directly, as key inputs to form tactical plans that in turn guide plans at lower levels. That is, the strategic plan guides the business plan, and the business plan is a bridging document that helps translate the strategy into specific tactical plans at the S and OP level. Other key inputs are aggregate demand from the demand side activities and the high-level resource planning capacity check from the supply side activities. Exhibit 2-1. S and OP's location in the MPC hierarchy. Need for and benefits of S and OP. Many companies have difficulty in establishing valid plans for sales, production, procurement, and inventory, and then tying them to day-to-day scheduling and execution. As a result, performance suffers. Customer service is poor, production and procurement are inefficient, inventory is too high or too low, there are long lead times, budgets are out of sync with detailed functional plans, there are ineffective or no responses to new opportunities, or all of the above. Without proper planning, decisions are still made, just not by individuals within the organization at the right level. This starts to generate new, informal systems that are not linked to the annual budget, and therefore, the appropriate inventory and resources will likely not be available. There can also be situations where organizations fail to gain consensus on plans and conflict follows, from different plans undermining each other to blaming others when failures occur. Sales and operations planning has emerged as an essential management tool in this age of rapid change, increasingly demanding customers and supply chains that extend half a world away. It's rightfully been called top management's handle on the business. S and OP isn't only for companies struggling with communication. It's a method to enhance the processes of each sector and achieve overarching company objectives. Often, organizations have well-thought-out strategies and business plans, but lack the methodology for effectively executing them. S and OP's primary purpose is to convert a company's strategy into tactical plans that can be executed throughout the business. Organizations that practice world-class S and OPC benefits such as production plans, one per product family, that are consistent with the business plan. Greater visibility of demand and supply across the enterprise. Better ability to react quickly to changes in demand or unexpected market conditions. Improved inventory management and increased promotional planning. Increased accuracy in budget forecasting. Improved product lifecycle management process. Improved customer service levels. Faster turnover of finished goods inventories for improved cash flow. More stable production rates. Faster and more controlled new product introductions. Reduced obsolescence. Shorter customer lead times for make-to-order products. S&OP principles. Key sales and operations planning principles include the following. S&OP is guided by good decision-making. It seeks to synchronize supply and demand at the aggregate level, aligns financial and operational planning, provides the connection between business planning and day-to-day operational and sales activities, and establishes the tactical path for the organization. S&OP requires the hands-on participation of executive management, up to and including the leader of the organization, president, COO, CEO, general manager, managing director, etc. S&OP involves individuals and departments from across the organization. It is truly cross-functional in nature. Planning is done on a monthly basis, with the ability to make mid-period revisions should significant changes occur. Therefore, it provides a snapshot into how well the sales and operations plans are progressing. S&OP is an aggregate planning tool that focuses on product family volume. Effectively planning volume ensures that long-term capacity elements are available, so the mix will be easier to plan at the master schedule level. S&OP is able to function using multiple units of measure. It raises awareness of areas of misalignment, conflicting goals in supply, demand, forecasting, finance, or scheduling, or non-consensus between functions. It then provides a process to manage and resolve disagreement. S&OP turns unconstrained demand into constrained demand. Unconstrained demand is the forecast of actual market demand and other demand sources, for example, internal, before supply or finance constraints are considered. Constrained demand is the volume of demand the organization agrees to meet for the period with their capacity slash purchasing because it is feasible and should be profitable if assumptions prove correct. It holds departments accountable for creating and executing the plans they create. S&OP supply slash demand and volume slash 1009 concepts. Sales and operations planning is focused on getting the big picture right and then driving down into the details of manufacturing planning and control. According to Jacobs et al. In Manufacturing Planning and Control for Supply Chain Management, the role of S&OP is to balance demand and supply at the product family volume level, as seen in Exhibit 2-2. The organization may have multiple sales and operations plans for various product families. These can be aggregated to look at total volume for higher-level business planning. Plans at the S&OP level are used to set the budget slash financial plans for operations as well as for sales and marketing. Note also in the exhibit that the output of this high-level direction setting is used as an input to setting the product 1009 during the more detailed master scheduling level. Setting the product 1009 is not done during S&OP. Exhibit 2-2. S&OP supply slash demand and volume slash 1009 concepts. Note that demand and supply are often paired in discussions, as are volume and 1009, even though volume and 1009 decisions occur at different stages. Demand and supply. The first pair is demand and supply. The challenge is that demand and supply must always be synchronized. When demand exceeds supply, the organization cannot provide products in sufficient volumes to meet the total required by customers. As a result, costs increase due to overtime and premium freight rates. Quality may suffer as production hurries to produce and ship products. On the opposite side, if supply exceeds demand, productive assets are not optimized, inventories increase, layoffs occur, plant efficiency decreases, and profit margins are squeezed due to price cuts and discounting. The role of S&OP is to prevent demand and supply imbalances from occurring. This can be accomplished through the effective coordination of the different operating plans of the business functions constituting demand and supply. Volume and 1009. The second two essentials that are often paired when discussing S&OP are volume and 1009. Although they're often discussed together in this context, it is important to remember that they need to be treated separately in the manufacturing planning and control function. Volume. Volume is a big picture decision that determines how much to make. For make to stock, volume concerns aggregate inventory levels and the money needed to make that inventory. For make to order, it concerns the size of the backlog. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines a backlog as all the customer orders received but not yet shipped. This is sometimes referred to as open customer orders or the order board. See, order backlog, past due order. Therefore, fundamental concerns of S and OP include sales, production, inventory slash backlog, customer service levels, and money. Effectively planning volume ensures that the capacity elements that take a long time to put in place are available when the mix is planned at the master schedule level, making the mix easier to manage. 1009. Sales 1009 is defined in the ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary as the proportion of individual product type sales volumes that make up the total sales volume. 1009 focuses on what to make in which order based upon actual customer orders and sales. 1009 forecasts. Forecasts at the individual unit level rather than at the product family level. The challenge with 1009 decisions is that many organizations get caught up in managing the mix in a reactive mode due to customer requests, and they never take a step back and focus on the big picture. The best S and OP organizations are methodical versus reactive. They carefully plan their volume and then use that to drive their decisions regarding product 1009.